The Ganges River in India is a sacred place in Hindu traditions. People put their loved ones' ashes in its waters as a final rite. But what happens when a family can't make the trip to India? Rose Schnabel with WUFT tells the story from Florida.
Growing up in South Africa as an Indian woman during apartheid wasn't easy for Vasanthi Doshi. She was born in 1942. She found comfort in music and sang from a Boy Scout songbook. She especially loved a song about the Swanee River by Stephen Foster.
Way down upon the Swanee River.
This Bing Crosby rendition came out in her childhood.
Somehow we just all wanted that song first. Very sad song. But with the sadness comes this hope that things will be better.
Today, the original 1851 lyrics are viewed as racist. They depict an enslaved person nostalgic for their days on a plantation. But to Vasanthi, now 83, the song meant something else, the chance to be far away from apartheid's reach. She got that chance after she married in 1970 and eventually moved to Florida after visiting college friends there. One day, her husband, Paresh, entered an auction for a run-down motel in Old Town, Florida, and won. The rooms backed up to a river.
It was not very visible at that time, you know, because of the overgrown foliage and the trees and all that. But I stepped out to the dock. There were steps going down to see how it was laid out. And I said, wow, what a spot.
He kept the river a secret from his wife, Vasanthi, who was angry at his real estate purchase.
I told him, you cannot buy that property. And he said, you just have to come one time tomorrow.
So she did. And it was Paresh who led her to the river.
So he's in the front pulling me, and I didn't want to go. Went on. It took a while till I got to the end.
But then she saw it, the Swanee River.
What God does for us, we have no idea.
A few years later, when Vasanthi's dad passed away, she invited a dozen Indian families over for a funeral ceremony on the river.
They were shocked that I was doing that, and then started calling me.
Their motel has now become a gathering place for families who can't travel to the Ganges for funerals. Vasudha Narayanan directs the study of Hindu traditions at the University of Florida. She says Hindus believe sprinkling a loved one's ashes in the Ganges liberates the soul from the body. And local rivers often become a substitute.
They know it's the Swanee or the Mississippi. They do think it is infused with the sacrality of the mother of all rivers, which is the river Ganga from India.
Vasanthi has started calling the Swanee River her Ganga. People come from over 100 miles for the funeral ceremony. Her daughter Sapna gives a demonstration.
So what we're doing right now is lighting the lamp to put the boat in the water in memory of anyone who's passed.
The paper boat carries flower petals to make the soul's journey sweeter. Sometimes families scatter ashes in the water too, which Florida law doesn't regulate. But today, Sapna just watches the boat drift away in the heart of rural Dixie County, down here upon the Swanee River. For NPR News, I'm Rose Schnabel in Old Town, Florida.